Voters also cast their ballots in large parts of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip today. Palestinians there were electing municipal councils. More than 900 seats were up for grabs. There's been stiff competition between the Fatah movement of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist group Hamas. Hamas candidates swept the polls in Gaza during an earlier round of voting. The contest in the West Bank is much closer, with early returns suggesting a narrow victory for Fatah. The face-off between the two will continue in July, when parliamentary elections are scheduled. NPR's Linda Gradstein was in one West Bank village for today's vote and has our report.
Subhia Hussein, a housewife and mother of five, voted at the Usra Girls' School in the village of Sinjil. At the entrance to the polling station, Hussein was handed a ballot with 27 names and told to choose up to 11 for the local council. She hinted that she had voted for candidates from Hamas. I voted for those who are religious and pray at the mosque, she said. I want people who are honest and who will help our village. Until now, this village of 6,000 people was known as a stronghold of the ruling Fatah movement. Several senior Palestinian security commanders come from Sinjil, and almost three-quarters of the residents voted for Mahmoud Abbas in last January's presidential election. But with unpaved streets and high unemployment, residents here say they want to see new faces running their village, and the Islamist and independent candidates are expected to do well here. One of those candidates is Khalid Udwan, a professor of Islamic law at An-Najah University in Nablus. He says his first priority is to help the village's residents.
But also for me, as an Islamic, I have a political purpose. I support the Islamic everywhere, but I have an Islamic vision.
Candidates across the political spectrum agree there are a lot of local problems in Sinjil. Subhi Abdallah Hassan Asfour is an independent candidate.
We need to build more schools because, for example, this school right here, it has 800 girls, 800. And, you know, the people are increasing. We need to develop health centers here in the village. Lots of things to do, lots of things.
Palestinian analysts say many factors influence how people vote in these elections, including family ties. Dr. Nabil Koukali, a Palestinian pollster, said one recent survey found the most important criteria are a candidate's religious devotion, honesty, and ability to make decisions. In the previous rounds of municipal elections, Hamas won almost half the seats. Koukali says there is a lot of popular frustration with the ruling Fatah movement, which many Palestinians see as corrupt. He says the anger was prompted by the late Yasser Arafat's autocratic style.
Fatah did a lot of mistakes. I mean, Mr. Arafat, in that time, he built his own kingdom. It's a leadership, it's like the godfather, you know.
For the record, Palestinian officials like Khaled al-Kawasma, the minister of local government, say they're not worried by Hamas's growing strength.
I think that we should respect the choice of the people. If we accept the democracy as a way of choosing our leadership, we should accept the result of this democracy.
But privately, many Palestinian officials admit they are concerned. Mahmoud Abbas is trying to improve Fatah's image. This week, he announced that Fatah will hold primaries to determine its candidates for the July parliamentary elections. Hamas plans to field candidates in those elections as well. And if the municipal council voting is any indication, Fatah's control of parliament may be in danger. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.